Today's daf is Vachim daf Yud Dalin, and we are 10 lines from the bottom of daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis. So the Gemara is continuing to discuss the halachas of Shaloi Lishma. But yesterday we digressed a little bit from the sugya of Machshava Shaloi Lishma to Machsheves Pigol. The Gemara brought a memra, Omer Rabbi Yehuda Breid Rab Chia, Shamati, I heard, Shetfilas Etzpa Mifageles Bechatas Pnimis. We know that the way the Zrika was done on the Mizbeach HaChitzon was different from the way the Zrika was done on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. The Mizbeach HaPnimi, the Torah says that the Kohen had to take his finger, he had to betoivel his finger into the klisharis that had the dam, and with his finger he would do the Zrika. The Zrikas that were done on the Mizbeach HaChitzon were done primarily with the klisharis itself, where the Kohen would take the klisharis, and he would move the klisharis in the direction of the Mizbeach HaChitzon, get dam to leave the klisharis, go on to the Mizbeach. That was the Ma'aseh Zrika. Stating that, as we're going to see in the Gemara, even though it's not so mefurish in the Torah, but the Gemara is going to say that the Zrikas of the Karban Chatos that was done on the Mizbeach HaChitzon also involved some tefillas etzba. But for now, what the Gemara is discussing is when the Kohen was doing zrikos on the Mizbeach HaPnimi and he took his finger and he dunked it into the klisharis that had dam, tefillas etzba. If he had in mind the machsheves pigel at that time, would it be a machsheves pigel or would it not be a machsheves pigel? What's the shaila? On the one hand, the Torah says he had to do it. And if he had to do it, it comes out, it's one of the critical steps in the Avodah. So perhaps you could say, just like there's an idea of Machsheves Pigel during the Dalet Avodah Sadam, Shechita Kabbalah Hilacha Zrika, so where Tfilas Etzpa is considered an Avodah Chshuva, maybe you could have a Machsheves Pigel and passel a carbon with such a Machsheva during that Tfilah. Oye Shloimar, being that when the Torah mentions the Halacha of Pigel, the Torah singles out one carbon. What carbon? Shlomim. Perhaps the only time we say Machsheves Pigel can mess up an Avodah or a carbon is if it's an Avodah that a Shlomim has. And being that there was no Tfilas Etzpa on the carbon Shlomim, because the Shlomim was born in the Mizbeach HaChitzon, and it's Poshet that there was no Tfilas Etzpa, so maybe a Kohen could not have a Machsheves Pigel during the Tfilas Etzpa. Either way, that was the Gemara Shaila. The Gemara went back and forth. The last thing we saw was the Gemara seemed to say that even though Shlomim doesn't have Tfilas Etzpa, that doesn't necessarily mean that a Kohen can't be mefagel during Tfilas Etzpa. So on that note, the Gemara picks up and says, Amra Amori, Afanan Amitanino, I'll bring you a rayo, Zeakla, Kola Koimates, V'noisein Bekli, V'hamoylech, V'hamakter. We know that just like the Dalet Avodas Hadam, Dalet Avodas that were done with every behemoth that was brought as a carbon, so too there were parallel Dalet Avodas that were done with the carbon mincha. What was the parallel? The equivalent thereof to the Shechita by a mincha was the kmitza. Just like by the carbon there was Kabbalah, so too the Kohen would have to take the koimetz and put it into a klisharis. There was halacha taking the dam to the mizbeach. There was halacha by a mincha. The Kohen would have to take the koimetz and bring it to the mizbeach. And finally, there was zrika with the dam. There was haktara with the koimetz. So the Brisa says, "Kol koimetz v'noisim b'kliv amalek v'amakter," and he has Machsheves Pigel, it's a Machsheva Apiselis. Sucks the Gemara. Bishlein, a Koimitz, Hainu Shoichet. I understand why you can be Machash and Machsheves Pigel by Koimitz, because that's similar to Shchita. Moilich, Hainu Moilich, Makter, Nami, Hainu Zorik, like we just spoke out. Elo, Noisim Bekli, my Ninu. What Avoida exactly is Noisim Bekli? There's no Noisim Bekli's equivalent when it comes to a carbon shlomim. So why then is it that you can have a Machsheves Pigel b'shas, the Kohen is taking the Koimitz and putting it into a clay? If you learn it from Shlomim, shouldn't it have to be an Avoida that Shlomim has? Now says the Gemara, you're going to tell me, what do you mean, Noisim B'Kli? That's Kabbalah, like we just mentioned. But me, Dami, Hasam Imela, Hacha Iyuk Rashakal. I don't think it's the same as Kabbalah, because Kabbalah, the Kohen just stands with the Klisharis, the Dam flows Mimela out of the Behema after it was Shachot, and he just receives, he just catches the Dam. As opposed to the Mincha, the Kmitza, where you physically have to take the Koimitz and you have to put it into the klisharis, says the Gemara, meaning it's not Kabbalah. So why then could you have a Machsheves Pigel? You have to say, you have to say that being that it's a critical avoida in the avos mincha, you can't have a mincha without taking the koimitz and put it into a klisharis. That in and of itself gives it a chashivas and avoida, and that's why you can be mefagel. So you'll have to say the same thing. You'll have to say that when it comes to tefillas, that's mitzvah, being that it's something that you have to do, that's enough for you to have a machsheves pigel. In other words, what the Gemara is saying is, you have a raya from the fact that you can be machash a machsheves pigel. When you take the koimetz and put it into a klisharis, that you don't have to be mechashev in an avoda that Shlomim has. Because Shlomim doesn't have that avoda of putting it into klisharis. It has something similar, but it doesn't have that avoda. Elamai, as long as it's an avoda chshuva, it's an avoda that's ma'akiv, the carbon that you're bringing, not now. It doesn't have to be ma'akiv the Shlomim, it has to be ma'akiv the carbon you're bringing. As long as it's ma'akiv that carbon, that's enough that you can be mefagel in that avoda. So as it relates to our shayla, could you be mefagel the shas tefillas etzpah by the chatas apnimi? There's no difference between the tefillas etzbay by achatas apnimi and taking the koimetz and put it into a klisharis. As a result, the halacha is that you could be mefagel. If you take a look at the Lashon HaGemara, the Gemara threw in one word that's going to be a segue for the hemshech hasugya, and that is the Gemara said hacha nami kimin d'leisagi d'leyavid lo. You have to say that tefillas etzbay, being that it's something you have to do when you bring the achatas apnimi, ahainu halacha. Therefore, we look at it as halacha. Now, why do we have to say that? And why is it haylacha? Why can't you just say tefillas etzbah is an avodah chashuva? What do we mean haynu haylacha? So it's not clear why the Gemara had to say that. The achronim grapple with it. But one thing is clear, that what the Gemara is suggesting is that haynu haylacha, that we don't just look at it as a random avodah hamakeves, but we look at it as being part and parcel of the avodah haylacha. What's haylacha? Taking the dam and being mekarvet to the mizbeach. So essentially, that's what you're doing. You're taking it from the kli, you're putting it onto your finger, you're being mekarvet to the mizbeach. But the bottom line is, what the Gemara is suggesting is that haynu halacha, and as a result, it is an avodah chshuva, and that's why you could be mefagel in tefillas etzba. But the Gemara says, loy, this whole theory, this tzushtel to mincha is not a good tzushtel. Lo'olam d'domi l'kabol. Really, I'm going to tell you that you can't just be mefagel in a random machshava. The reason you could be mefagel when you take the koimetz and you put it into a klisharis is because we look at it as kabbalah. Uk the kamrit. Why the Gemara suggests that it's not kabbalah? Because hacham emelo hasam iu kashakel v'yav, says the Gemara. No, kivon the idi v'idi matan klihu. Being that regardless, you're putting it into a keli. Mali memela, mali kashakel v'yahiv. Meaning the whole raya from mincha was based on the assumption that you see you could be mefagel when you take the koimetz and you put it into the klisharis. When you take the koimetz and you put it into the klisharis, there's no equivalent avoida by a shlomim. Elamai, because it's an avoida chashuva. So tefillas etzba should be the same way. The Gemara says it's not true. It's kabbalah. There is an equivalent when it comes to a regular carbon. The equivalent is that it's kabbalah. So something that has an equivalent by shlomim, you could be mefagel. But tefillas etzba that doesn't have an equivalent by a carbon shlomim, for that you won't be able to be mefagel. Says the Gemara, lemi ketanoi. This shayla, whether you can be mefagel tefillas etzba by echatas panimi, is machlokes tanam. Tani chad, we learned in one brayse that tefillas etzba mefagelas bechatas. That tefillas etzba is mefagel by karmi chatas. Tani yiduch le mefagelas veloy mespagelas. Might laugh tanoi. He doesn't. It seem pretty clear that it's machlokes tanam. So at the end of the day, this shayla where Ilfa chimed in and you had a bunch of different amayron and back and forth, doesn't it seem to be two mefurish brayses? Tani chad, tefillas etzba mefagelas. But tani yiduch le mefagelas. Gemara says loy. Harabanan harab shemet. So the Gemara says something very good. A nice twist in the sugya. We said before that when the Gemara explained tefillas etzba, the Gemara called it haylacha. Oh, once it's haylacha, so you can say that really there's no shayla. Everybody agrees that any avoida that's ma'akiv in the particular carbon that you're bringing right now is an avoida chashuva and you can be mefagel in it. It doesn't have to be doimet shlomim. Why then is there a mandrama that holds you can't be mefagel by tefillas etzba? Because tefillas etzba is haylacha at its core. And there's a mandrama, Reb Shimon. Who's Reb Shimon? The Mishnah daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Reb Shimon machshav behiluch. Reb Shimon holds there's never a machshav ha-peselos when it comes to haylacha. So the braisa that says you can't be mefagel in tefillas etzba isn't just a random tana. It's none other than Reb Shimon. But the Gemara says, Reb Shimon, ma'ir tefillas etzba can't be Reb Shimon, because when's an egei tefillas etzba l'chura by the chatoy sapnimios? Because that's the only time it says in the Torah v'tova letzboi. But that it says it by the chatoy sapnimi. And ha'amar, there's another Reb Shimon in Shas who holds kol she'ine al mizbeach achitz and kishlomim eim v'mishum pigol. Reb Shimon's shita is that you can't be mefagel b'chlal on any carbon that was brought in the mizbeach. You could only be mefagel in a carbon that was born in the mizbeach achitzon. So it's anyways not negayah to be mefagel b'shas tefillas etzba, because tefillas etzba is by the chatas apnimi, and the chatas apnimi by definition was brought in the mizbeach apnimi. Reb Shimon holds that kol she'ine al mizbeach achitzon kishlomim ein b'mishum pigel. So you can't tell me that the brisa that says the tani chada that says that you can't be mefagel by tefillas etzba is Reb Shimon. It's Reb Shimon l'shitasa that holds you can never be mafagel b'halacha and tefilas etzba is merely halacha, because if it's Reb Shimon wouldn't be telling me a halacha in the tefilas etzba of the chatas apnimi. Reb Shimon would be standing and saying there's no pigul b'chlal with any avoida on the mizbeach hapnimi, not by the shechita, not by the kabbalah, not by halacha, not by the zrika, not by the tefilas etzba either. From the fact that we're talking about a nuance in the avoid the mizbeach hapnimi, is a raya that it's not Reb Shimon. So the Gemara says you're right. Hello, hello, Rabbani. You have to say that both prices that discuss tefilas etzba, whether you could be mefagel, you can't be mefagel, are going according to the Rabbani. But they kasha kam bechatoyis achitzoinios, kam bechatoyis hapnimis. We're going according to Rabbani that hold you could be mefagel b'halacha. What's the shaila between the two prices? It's not a machloikis whether you need an avoida dumi de shlomim or don't need an avoida dumi de shlomim. Everybody holds that you don't need an avoida that's dumi de shlomim. The two brises are, one's talking about the mizbeach hapnimi, and one's talking about the mizbeach hachitzoin. The mizbeach hapnimi, where it says v'toval, over there tefillah's ma'akev, we look at it as an avoida chshuva, you can be mafagel in it. But mizbeach hachitzoin, where it never says in the Torah v'toval, over there there's no such halacha. But the Gemara says, chatoyis hachitzoin is pshita, like sebu v'toval. So I need a brisa to tell me that. I need a brisa to tell me that when you're doing the zrika on the mizbeach hachitzoin, where it doesn't say v'toval, so there's no halacha that you could be mefagel b'shas tefillah. If it doesn't say in the Torah v'tovah, what's the havamino? You should be able to be mefagel b'shas tefillah, says the Gemara. Itzrich. No, you still need it. I mean, I would have thought, hey, because of v'lokach, being that, although it doesn't say v'tovah, but it says v'lokach ha'koye midam ha'chatas be'etzboi. We mentioned this earlier. When you go through these Gemaras and Zvachim, you have to pay attention from beginning to end, because the Gemara mentions things so fast, and if you miss it, it could literally impact the way you're going to understand the Gemara later. So it's true, it doesn't say v'toval when you're doing the zrikas on the mizbeach hachitzon, but it says v'loka chakoy midam achatas v'etzboi. He's doing the zrika with his etzba. If he's doing it with his etzba, how did it get to his etzba? How did it come from the klisharis to his etzba? So presumably, it came through a tefillah. Now the Torah doesn't say v'toval. The Torah says v'lokach. But we know, says the Gemara, osi koif, if a monkey would cut, literally. Romi lu ayode by the mishkos of nachriti. It wouldn't work. You would have to do it again. So although it doesn't say v'toval, but kemandach se v'toval domi. It's as if it says v'toval. So I would have thought that even though it doesn't say v'toval, but being that it's kemandach se v'toval, maybe that's enough for tefillah to be an avodah chshuva even on the mizbeach hachitzoin, so that the halacha should now be you could be mefagel even by tefillah setzpa on the mizbeach hachitzoin. Kamash malon lahochi loikse v'tovah, the mash mahochi, mash mahochi. The kamash malon is that you can't be mefagel on the tefillah. Why? Mechteisi. Because it doesn't say v'tovah. But I thought even though it doesn't say v'tovah, it's kemandach se v'tovah. It's true. But why did the Torah only write it kemandach se v'tovah? Why did the Torah write v'tovah? To teach me that it's not an avoidah chshuv in the sense that you should be able to mefagel in it. So at the end of the day, there was an element of tefillas etzba by the chatas that was brought in the mizbeach hapnimi. There was an element of tefillas etzba by the chatas that was brought in the mizbeach hachitzain. By the mizbeach hapnimi, it says v'toval. By the mizbeach hachitzain, it doesn't say v'toval. There's a big nafkimin alalacha. Shamati, Rabbi Yehuda Breid, Rabbi Chia says in the beginning of the sugya, and it stood after a whole omid of shakla v'tariya, she tefillas etzba mefagelis b'chatas hapnimiyos. Why? Because it says v'toval. That means it's an avodah chshuva. It's an avodah chshuva. You can be mefagel in it. And even though the makar to the parsha pigel, this week's parsha, is the carbon shlomen, so the makar is the carbon shlomen, and shlomen was brought in the mizbeach hachitzain, it doesn't have a v'tovel. It doesn't matter. But what we learn from shlomen is that any avodah that's chshuva, that's ma'aktiv kapara in a shlomen, has a parsha of pigel. So too, any avodah chshuva in any carbon that you're bringing, as long as it's chashiv in that akrav, it doesn't have to be chashiv in shlomen, that's enough that you should be able to be mefagel. So it says v'tovah by the chatas apnimi, that's enough. By the chatas that was born in the mizbeach hachitzin, there was also a din tefillas etzba. But I know it because it says v'lokach. I don't know it from an explicit term in the Torah of v'tovah. Being that it doesn't say v'tovah, it's not looked at as an avodah chshuva. As a result, you can't be mefagel in it. So when could you have a machshava hapoiselus in a carbon? So the first Mishnah in the Masechta discussed kol hazvachim shenizbechu, zvicha, which is shchita. The Mishnah that you Gimel clarified it. The Mishnah said it's not only shchita. Shazevach nifsal barbar dvarim. Beshchita ubekibol ubehiloch ubezrika. It's true for shalei lishma. And as we've started to see, and we'll continue to see, it's true for the machshava of pigul as well. Chutzas manay, chutzam koymi. Stating that, there's a shita that argues. Rav Shimon machshav behiluch. Rav Shimon argues when it comes to halacha. Why Rav Shimon argues? Rav Shimon explained this shita. Shoyoyim, Rav Shimon used to say, it's impossible to bring a carbon without doing shchita. Vishalei kabbalah, it's not possible to bring a carbon without kabbalah. Vishalei b'zrika, and it's impossible to bring a carbon without doing zrika. Aval efshav behiluch, but it is possible to bring a carbon without halacha. Shoychid b'tzadam azbeach v'zori. You could do the shechita right next to the mizbeach. So being that you could check next to the mizbeach, there's going to be no halacha. You're not going to have to take any long scenic route to get from the makom hashechita to the makom hamizbeach. As a result, it's possible not to do halacha. That makes halacha less chashuv. Rashi's lashon in the Mishnah was hilkach loy chashiva lemifsal. It's not such a chashuv avoda. If it's not such a chashuv avoda, you can't be mefagel. Those we have machlekes of Shimon and Rabbanan. Whether you can be mefagel in halacha, you can't be mefagel in halacha. Again, this is one of the important tenets of Masechta Zvachim. You have to internalize this. Machlekes of Shimon and Chacham. It's going to come up again and again. According to the Chachamim, you can be mefagel in all dalat avodas Adam, and then the Gemara is going to always throw in Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon's machshav behiluch. Reb Shimon holds you could not be mefagel. Could not be mefagel by halacha because. Being that halacha is something that you don't necessarily need, it's efshir levakla. How so? Sheichit l'tzad mizbech. Now, if you shech not next to the mizbech, you have to do halacha. But assuming you do the shechita next to the mizbech, you won't need halacha. That creates a ichashivus to the halacha, and it impacts the halachas of machshava ha'pisal. It says the Gemara. Amar Reb Shimon ben Lachish. Reb Shimon ben Lachish explained Reb Shimon bar Yochai. Maida Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon was maida by lachas chatois apnimiyos shem machshava poiselus behu. That even though Reb Shimon was machshav behiluch, that was only halacha for a carbon that was being brought on the mizbeach achitzin. Reb Shimon was maida a carbon that's being brought on the mizbeach apnimi shem machshava poiselus behu. And the reason is hayo the avoida shein yachal levatel, because it's an avoida that you have no way of being mevatel. What's the methodology behind Shitas Reb Shimon? Reb Shimon holds that any avoida that you could be mevatel is not an avoida chashuva, and you can't have a machshava hapiselis during such an avoida. So Reb Shimon tained that the melacha of halacha could be batel. How so? Shech next to the mizbeach. Now that's all true for a carbon whose zrika was done on the mizbeach achitza. So the shechita was done in the Azara. You could check in the Azara next to the Mizbeach HaChitzan, which was also in the Azara. Then mainly you don't have a halacha. But what about the karbonis that was brought in the Mizbeach HaPnimi? Very, very few karbonis. But there was some chatois HaPnimiyos, again, a select few, that were brought on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Those chatois, zrika, had to be done inside the Heichel. The shechita couldn't be done in the Heichel. The shechita had to be done in the Azara. Dor, it's often, whatever, but it had to be done in the Azara. So being that the shechita had to be done in the Azara, and the zrika had to be done in the Heichel, you have to walk from the Azara to the Heichel. So it comes out that this halacha needs to be done. So Reish Lakish said, Zilbasa Taima, what's the underlying reason of Reb Shimon? Because halacha is Efshel Avakla, that's all true for zrikas that would have done on the Mizbeach HaChitza. But any carbon that was brought in the Mizbeach HaPnimi, said Reish Lakish, being that you had to do the halacha, so over there the halacha is going to be Shemachshava Peiselus Behu. So it's not true that according to Reb Shimon, you can never be Mefagel in halacha. Reish Lakish said, you have to take the time of Reish Lakish and understand, wherever the time applies, Reb Shimon's the one that's always Derish time in the crowd. Wherever the time applies, that's where you can apply this principle. So a halacha that's efshel levatla, there you can't have a machshava apiselus b'shas halacha. But a halacha that's efshel levatla, such as a carbon that's being brought in the zveich apnimi, you're not going to have that halacha. Freik de gemara. I don't understand Reish Lakish. We just had the Reb Shimon 9 seconds ago. V'am Reb Shimon kol she'in el mazveich achitzon kishlamim in chayav in olav mishum pigol. Didn't we just say before that Reb Shimon she is that you can never be mefagel on any carbon that was brought on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. So if you can never be mefagel on any carbon that was brought on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, then l'chura, why is Reish Lakish saying that the machshava of Shaloi L'shma could passel the halacha of a chatas HaPnimi? If it's a chatas apnimi, by definition, it's being brought in the Mizbeach HaPnimi. And Shimon's shita is that there's no pickle on any carbon that was brought on the chatas apnimi. Now, you have to speak out Rashi. Rashi says, this is Tanai Chitin Behoidaloi Besairin. Two different sugyas. We're talking about Shaloi L'shma. Reb Shimon is in the Mishnah in Zvachim Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, we're still in the first sugya of the Masechta. We're still learning Shalei Lishma. Reb Shimon said that there's no machshava Shalei Lishma by Halacha, stating that Reish Lakish said on the Mizbech HaPnimi, yes. You're telling soon now Reb Shimon Shita of Pigel, that there's no Pigel by the Mizbech HaPnimi? Maybe there's a chilik between Shalei Lishma and Pigel. Rashi asks the question. Rashi says the Gemara could have said that, Teretz, but the Gemara says going to answer a little bit differently. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina said, even though Rabbi Shimon says that there's no pigel when it comes to any carbon that was born in the Mizbech HaPnimi, he only meant it with regards to the chorus of pigel. Where's the chorus by pigel? Again, it's a pasuk in this week's parasha, parasha's kedoshim. The Torah says that if somebody eats from the basar of a carbon that was pigel, only chutzlizmanai, not chutzlumkaimai, but if somebody eats from the basar of a carbon that was pigel, he's going to be chayiv karas. So Rabbi Shimon says the Gemara, who holds that there's no pigel by the Chatois HaPnimius, it was just a chorus Shabbat you're not going to have. But if a Kohen would have a machshava of Chutz L'Zmanai on a carbon that was brought on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, there's no question it's going to be a machshava HaPiselus. How did he know that? He knew it from a Kal V'Chaymer. We haven't had a Kal V'Chaymer in about a day. Umash Shaloi L'Shman Shehuchshiru B'Shlamim Pasol B'Chatos Chutz L'Zmanai Shepoisol B'Shlamim Einoi Din Sheyivsa B'Chatois. He learned it Kal V'Chaymer from Shaloi L'Shma. Madoch chatos pnimi, which by definition is a chatos, which is one of the two karbonos which shaloi lishma passels the carbon. You see, then that shaloi lishma passels a chatos. So if shaloi lishma passels the chatos pnimi, chutz lizmani definitely has to passel the chatos pnimi, because chutz lizmani is much more chomer than shaloi lishma. Chutz lizmani passels all karbonos. Shaloi lishma only passels the pesach and the chatos. So the chura to know that it's possible, says the Gemara, I know me kal v'chaim. Madach shaloi lishma passels a chatos pnimi. Certainly chutz lizmani is going to have to passel a chatos pnimi. So Reb Shimon was moida that even a machshav of chutz lizmani is going to passel the chatos pnimi. Certainly machshav of shaloi lishma. That's not the question. Reb Shimon's whole halacha that there's no pigle when it comes to a chatos pnimi is only going to get a chorus. We're not having chorus over here. As it relates to the chorus, you're right. There's not going to be chorus. I want you to say the same Kal V'Chaymer and say that there should be Karis. So Rashi says, Da'i Lovim Min Adin, Lias Kenodim. Some want to know why Rashi didn't say Einoinchim Min Adin. Maybe that's a riot that there's no Einoinchim Min Adin when it comes to Karis. But Pasha Rashi said, more simple, Da'i Lovim Min Adin, Lias Kenodim. How could you learn Karis by a Chatas from a Kal V'Chaymer from Shalei Lishma? There's no Karis by Shalei Lishma. So how would you be able to use Shalei Lishma as the basis, as the foundation of a Kal V'Chaymer to teach me Karis by Chatas? But either way, says the Gemara, you're asking me a kasha, that how could Reish Lakish say that Reb Shimon holds you can have a machshava Shalei Lishma by Halach on the Chatas HaPnimi? I, Reb Shimon holds, there's no pigel by the Chatas HaPnimi. So the Gemara, instead of giving the more Pasha Teretz like Rashi suggested, Gemara gives a slightly more convoluted Teretz. But the Gemara says, at the end of the day, don't take that Reb Shimon out of context. Reb Shimon was talking about the Karis Shabbai. That's all he ever meant. Avada the machshava of Chutz L'Zmanai passels by the Chatas HaPnimi. The machshava Shalei Lishma is going to pass by the Chatas HaPnimi. Not only is it going to pass even by Halach, I, doesn't Reb Shimon say that Halacha is Efshel Levatel, Reb Shimon Machshav Hiloch? Yeah, that's by the Chatas HaChitzoin, where it's Efshel Levatel. By the Chatas HaPnimi, it's not Efshel Levatel. You have to walk from the Azara to the Heichal. Either way, that's what the Gemara says. V'ashkechon chutz lezmanoi, chutz mekami minolon. How do we know? Do we have a makar that Reb Shimon holds that chutz lezmanoi by the Chatas HaPnimi is going to be an issue as well? Again, why shouldn't it be an issue? Dumi d'shlavin. Now, L'chura, says the Gemara, how do you know chutz l'zmanai? Maybe learn it from chutz l'zmanai. Meaning, if we just said that you have chutz l'zmanai by the chatas apnimi, why should you not have chutz l'zmanai? I can tell you, ma'al chutz l'zmanai shekin karis. Chutz l'zmanai is mochamer. And even shalei l'shma, use the same exact kal v'chaymer that we used for chutz l'zmanai. How do you know chutz l'zmanai by the chatas apnimi? You learn a kal v'chaymer from shalei l'shma. So learn chutz l'zmanai, kal v'chaymer from shalei l'shma. It's the same exact kal v'chaymer. What's the Kal V'Chaymer? Madach Shaloi Lishma, which doesn't pass by a Shlom, it passes by a Chatas HaPnimi. So Chutzim Koymai, which passes by all Karbanas, should pass up. But the Gemara says, no, Madach Shaloi Lishma, Shekei Noyik Bebama. You have a concept of Shaloi Lishma by Bama, but you don't have Shaloi Lishma, you don't have Chutzim Koymai by a Bama. Why not? So there's an important Rashi. If you look at the first wide line, because Kol HaBika Mikoymai at Soifa Oilam. Because you can bring a carbon on a Bama anywhere in the world. Kol habika mikaymai at soifas. What does it mean chutzim kaymai? You had in mind while you're doing the shechita on a bama that you're going to do this rikha chutzim. There's no makim. Being that there's no makim, so it doesn't pass the machshava chutzim kaymai. But it's interesting. Rashi says at soifa oilam. It sounds like you're able to
be makrib a carbon on a bama even outside of Eretz Yisrael. Atzif oil. Interesting, right? Bechura, were you able to make a bama in Chutz Laretz? So it didn't have to be in the Makom HaMikdash, obviously. That's what a bama by definition is. But what about outside of Eretz Yisrael? It's a meirid egediuk in L'shoni Azov Shal Rashi. V'chol ha-bika mekoymoy atzif oilam. It sounds like you were able to bring a carbon on a bama even outside of Chutz Laretz, even outside of Eretz Yisrael. But either way, the Gemara says it's not a pircha. Why? Because Shloim Lishma might know you but Pesach v'chatas. Where exactly do you have the halacha of Shloim Lishma? You have it by a Pesach and a Chatas. Pesach v'chatas bebama lekarvu. What are you going to tell me that Shloim Lishma has a chumra by Pesach and Chatas over Chutz Mekoymoy? Because Shloi Lishma you have even by Obama? It's not true. Because the carbon that we're discussing now was the Chatas HaPnimi. And the Chatas HaPnimi didn't exist on Obama. There was no Chatas on Obama. Pesach also, where you have Shloi Lishma, didn't exist on Obama. Because the only time you were able to bring a carbon on Obama as Yachid is if it was Nidav and Nidav. Something that's Yeshnei B'Nedav and Adava, you were able to bring on Obama. But something that was Einav B'Nedav and Adava, you couldn't bring on Obama. The bottom line is, in this context of a carbon with Shloi Lishma apostles, there is no Chumrah of Bama. Because if we're dealing with a carbon that has a pasos of Shloi Lishma, by definition, we're dealing with a carbon that you couldn't bring on a bama. Thus, the Shloi Lishma isn't shayach to the bama. Because the only carbonus that apostle Shloi Lishma, the Pesach and the Chatas, and the Pesach and the Chatas, were in noyeg on a bama. So either way, you want to know how Reb Shimon knows Chutzlim Koimai by the Chatas Apnimi? He learns it from the same exact Kalva Choymai that he used to teach me Chutzlim Zmanik. Iba you say Mehekeshu, or you could say he learned Chutzlim Koimai from a Hekesh from Chutzlim Zmanik. Shlishi, it says, Zeh Chutzlim Zmanik. Pigo, Zeh Chutzlim Koimai. So from a Hekesh between Chutzlim Zmanik and Chutzlim Koimai, he knows Chutzlim Zmanik, he learns Kalva Choymai from Shloi Lishma. That's how he knows Chutzlim Zmanik even by the Chatas Apnimi. How do you know Chutzlim Koimai? Maybe you have no Kalva Choymai from Chutzlim. Why don't you have a Kalva Chaymer? Because I'll tell you Shloi Lishma is more Chomer than Chutzim Chaymer because you have it even on a bum. But I have a Hekish between Chutzim Zmane and Chutzim Chaymer. At the end of the day, that's how this works out. Bottom line is, Reb Shimon said in the Mishnah that there's no Machshava Shloi Lishma by Halacha. Reb Shimon Machshav B'Hilach. Why? Because it's an Avodah She'ef Shalavatla, because you could always do the Shechita next to the Mizbeach. If you do it next to the Mizbeach, you don't have to take it anywhere. There's no halacha that's necessary. If the halacha is not necessary, it's efshel avatla, it's loy chashiva, you can't have a machshava pisalas. Rish Lakish said, if that's the case, zilbasa time, I have a hechatimtsa, where even according to Rav Shimon, it's possible to be mafagel by halacha. How can you be mafagel by halacha, or have a machshava shloy lishma by halacha? How is that? By the karbonis that was brought on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. There were a few chatois, HaPnimiyos, they were brought on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. The shchit over there had to be done in the Azara. The Azrika was done inside the Heichel. You had to walk from the Azara to the Heichel. Thus, it's E.F. Shalavata. Oh, if it's E.F. Shalavata, you keep him in Fagel. The Gemara had a whole shakla batayah. How could Rish Lakish say that Reb Shimon would hold? You could have a machshav of Shalei Lishma and the Chatas HaPnimi. I thought Reb Shimon holds there's no machshav of Sapoisles when it comes to the Chatas HaPnimi. Did Reb Shimon say that there's no pigo by the Chatas HaPnimi? So the Maskona Sagamara, the answer is yeah. Reb Shimon said there's no chorus if you have a machshav of pigo on the Chatas HaPnimi. But if you have a machshav of Shalei Lishma or Chutz Lizmanai or Chutz Lamkoimai, it's a machshav HaPoiseles by a carbon that was brought in the Mizbeach HaPnimi, just like it's a machshav HaPoiseles on a carbon that was brought on the Mizbeach HaChitzen. Zok de Gemara Amar Rava, Intim Soim Reb Shimon Slava Lok Ebrei. If you're going to tell me that Reb Shimon holds like his son. Who was Reb Shimon's son? Is it Stam Reb Shimon in Shas? Is Reb Shimon Bar Yechai? So Reb Shimon's son was Reb Elazar Reb Shimon. If Reb Shimon holds like his son, Reb Elazar Reb Shimon, the Amar, Bein Ulam the Mizbeach Tzofoin, that the area between the Ulam and the Mizbeach had a din of Tzofoin, Ein Machshava May Eles by Lachis Chatois Apinyos, that even though Rish Lakish said that even according to Reb Shimon, you can have a Machshava HaPiseles B'Shas HaYuloch on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, but not the entire walk from where you the Koyan did the Shechita up until the Mizbeach. But it's Elami Pesach Ulam Lufnim. It's only going to be true from the Pesach HaUlam into the Mizbeach. That part of the HaYulacha, you'd be able to be Mefagel. However, in any other part of it, you won't be able to be mefagel. So who's this Reb Elazar Reb Shimon? So we know that different karbonos, if you say Ezeu Mekoymen in the morning, by the way, Ezeu Mekoymen is a perik, it's the fifth perik in Masechta Zvachim. It's perik Ezeu Mekoymen. We know that Kotshei Kodoshim Shechitasim B'Tzafim. Chatas was Kotshei Kodoshim. That means the Shechita had to be done Tzafim. What does Tzafim mean? To the Tzafim, to the north of the Mizbeach. The northern part of the Mizbeach, that's where the Shechita had to be done. Stating that, if you have a diagram, it helps, but if you don't have a diagram, the Heichel was to the Meiriv side, it was to the west of the Mizbeach. The Heichel had a Ulam, that was like a little hallway in front of it, then there was some space, and then you had the Mizbeach. So if you're traveling west from the Mizbeach to the Heichel, to the Mizbeach HaPnimi in the Heichal, which is what we need for this sugya. So you're going to have, you're starting with the Mizbeach, you're going to walk, there's some empty space, then you're going to come to the Ulam, that's this entrance way, and from the Ulam, you're going to end up inside the Heichal. The question is, when we say that you have the Shech Kotcha Gedashim B'Tzafen, does it mean Dafka, the northern part of the Mizbeach, that's exactly adjacent to where the Mizbeach is? What about the area that's to the north of the Mizbeach, but it's really to the northwest of the Mizbeach? So it's not adjacent to the Mizbeach. It's in the area between the Mizbeach and the Ulam. If you have a picture in front of you, it's very simple to conceptualize this. It's in the area between the Mizbeach and the Ulam, but it's to the north. Does that have a din safen, or does that not have a din safen? It's a big machloikis tana. Some tanaim say that it doesn't have a din safen. Safen means it has to be literally the Adam Mizbeach. And it's really based on a pasuk in the Torah. It says, V'shachat toisei al yerech ha-mizbeach tzafoyna lefnei Hashem. When the Torah mentions the din safen, it doesn't just say safen. It says al yerech ha-mizbeach. So there's really two criteria. It has to be tzafon. It also has to be al yerech hamizbeach. So al yerech hamizbeach tzafon means that it has to be adjacent to the mizbeach and it has to be to the north. Rav Shimon argues. Rav Shimon says that that space in between the ulam and the mizbeach also had a din tzafon. If that's the case, you were able to shecht the carbon chatas, even the chatas apnimi, right by the entranceway of the ulam. Because that area between the Ulam and the Mizbeach had a din of tzafen. If that's the case, it comes out that even by the Chatas HaPnimi, that distance, the area between the Mizbeach and the Ulam, is in a place where you don't necessarily have to do Avodah. Because, Enochanami, if you did the Shechita, literally, Al Yerech HaMizbeach Tzafonos, and now you have to walk it all the way to the Mizbeach HaPnimi, which means that that walk that you're going to take in the Azor until you get to the Pesach Ulam is an Avodah, that right now you can't be mevatel. But you didn't have to do that. You could have shechted it literally at the Pesach Ulam. And had you shechted it at the Pesach Ulam, then it would have been kosher. It comes out then that the only walk that you now need to take is the walk through the Ulam, through the Heichal, up until you get to the Mizbeach HaPnimi. And we know Reb Shimon Shita is that any halacha that was efshel levatel, I don't care that right now it's efshel levatel. If I could have done things differently, where I would not have had it done that halacha, I can't be mefagel in that. I can't be mefagel in that. So says the Gemara, Amar Rav, Intim, Slaim, Rav Shimon, Slaim, Lokir, Rav. Rav Shimon knows like the son of Rav, Rav Shimon, Dom, Ben, Ulam, Zbeach, Tzafin, with the ear between the Ulam, Zbeach, has a din of Tzafin, Emach, Shav, and Mayeles, by Loch, has Chatoi, Sapnimi, has Elmi, Pesach, Ulam, Lefnim. Then the only time the halach is Eif Shalavat, from the Pesach Ulam V'lefnim, that's the only time you can have a machshava pisos. Vim Stinim Tzolei Mesov like Rabbi Yehuda, if you're going to tell me. That Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi Yehuda, Dama Toi Chazara Mekadesh, that the entire Azara had Kedusha. There's a Shittas Rabbi Yehuda. Again, the Gemara mentions the Shittas in passing. And there's a Shittas that the Gemara discusses in great detail later in the Masechta. So Rabbi Yehuda has a famous Shitta that holds Ritzpatza Azara had Kedusha. Had Kedusha, like the Mizbeach. So you were able to do a Haktara, a Zrika, on the Ritzpah Sa'azara. The Makar is that when Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, so when he inaugurated the Beis HaMikdash, the Pasuk says there were so many Karbonas, he didn't know what to do with all the Karbonas. There was no room on the Mizbeach to bring them. So there was a Hirasha, he was Mekadesh the Ritzpah Sa'azara, he gave it a din on the Mizbeach, and they started burning the Karbonas on the Ritzpah Sa'azara. Rabbi Yehuda holds that this was something that was forever. So that once Shlomo HaMelech was Mekadesh the Ritzpah Sa'azara, it was something that was always going to have Kedusha. So if Rav Shimon would hold like Rabbi Yehuda, meaning if you merge Rav Shimon Shita and Rabbi Yehuda Shita, it would come out that Toy Chazara Mekadesh, Ein Machshava Vayelus by Lachas Siluk Bazichin, Elabi Pesach Heicha Vlachas. So Siluk Bazichin already takes us to a whole another sugya, and that is the Shulchan. So we know the Shulchan was the home of the Lechem Haponim. They would put 12 breads, Yud Beis Chalas. It stood on the Lechem. It's not on the Shulchan, it was there from Shabbos to Shabbos, and every Shabbos they would take it off, they would put the two new lechems on. That everybody knows. What not everybody knows is that there were also two spoonfuls of Levina, two Bezichei Levina. Those spoonfuls of Levina had to be brought as a Akrova to Hashem. There was a Haktar that took place, and when the Kohen was makter the Levina, that was matter the Lechem Lachil. The purpose of the Lechem Aponim was to eat it. But you couldn't eat the Lechem Aponim until the Haktara was done with the Levina. So once there was a Haktara that was done with the Levina, it was at that point that you were able to eat from the Lechem Aponim. Being that the Haktaras HaLevina was an Avoida that was matter the Lechem, it's for that reason you could be mefagel in the Haktaras HaLevina. What does one have to do with the other? This was yesterday's daf. Again, we have to get these yisoidis. This was yesterday's daf. Because what's machshavas pigel? You're doing a dover ha-mevi lidei achila, and you're being mechashiv in the achila chutzas mani chutzim kaimai. The haktaras alavoyna is a dover maybe lide achila. It's maybe the lechem aponim lide achila. So if you had a machshava chutzas mani chutzim kaimai in the achila of the lechem aponim while you were makta the levoyna, you'd be able to have a machsheves pigel while you're being makta the levoyna. Now, when we talk about Reb Shimon, so the question is, if a kohen was doing the halacha of the bezichei levoyna and he had a machsheves pigel, is it going to be pigel or not? So what was the halacha of the bezichei levoyna? So this was a fakert ha'maisa. Here you're taking it from the heichal, that's where the shulchan was, and you're bringing it to the mizbeach achitzain, that's where the haktara had to be. So says the Gemara, if Reb Shimon holds like Reb Yehuda that holds Ritzvah Zazaru was Kedusha, the only time it's possible, according to Reb Shimon, to be mafagel in the halacha of the bezichei levoyna is mi pesach heichal v'lechotz. It's only in the ulam. In the ulam itself. But in the heichal, even though there's a halacha from the shulchan until the door of the heichal, and in the azara, even though you're walking from the pesach ha'ulam till the mizbech ha'chitzayin, you can't be mafagel. And the reason is because those halachas are halachas she'efshel levatla. Rashi explains it very nicely. The halacha inside the heichal was efshel levatla because you could have put the shulchan right by the pesach heichal. There was no din exactly where the shulchan had to be. But the evid, you could have moved the shulchan and you could have put it next to the heichal. So it comes out that halacha is efshel levatla. Who said the shulchan has to be here? It could have been right by the door. I didn't have to walk in the heichal. And the second I come to the azara, if Reb Shimon holds like Reb Yehuda, that's the punchline. Ritzbas azara has kedusha be makter right on the floor. So the only place really where you can't have the shulchan and you can't have the akhtara is in the ulam. So that's the only area where you have a lacha she efshel levatla. It's only there that it's going to be nogeh. The intent of the Gemara continues to be kedusha zeichav ulam chadehi. If Reb Shimon is of the opinion, like some shittas are, that the ulam had the kedusha of the heichal, a machshava mielas elam yepesach ulam alachutz, then it comes out the only place that you can have the machshava is literally in the entrance where the ulam, the thickness of the wall of the ulam where the entrance way is. It was 5 amos, I think. It's in that area where you can have the machshava spiegel. But if the ulam had the kedusha of the heichal, you can move the shulchan all the way into the ula. And if you're going to tell me that the area, the entranceway of the ulam had a din of the ulam, then there's no machshava. Where's the machshava? The heichal, the shulchan can be anywhere in the heichal. So you don't necessarily have to walk in the heichal. The ulam has the ketusha of the heichal. The pesach ulam has the ketusha of the ulam, which has the ketusha of the heichal. The second you walk outside, you're in the azara, now you can do the haktara. So there's no halacha that's ef shelavatla. So if there's no halacha that's ef shelavatla, where exactly is it going to be negay? It'd still be possible. Because taking your hand, picking up the bezichei levoina and moving it to the place where you're going to do the haktara, that hishotas yad, that also constitutes halacha. Like we had in the beginning of the daf, tfilas etzpa is like a halacha, so that would also be considered halacha. But says the Gemara, v'imtim tzolei masav halacha shalei beregel leishma halacha. We'll see that Shabbos is daf. There's a man that holds that halacha shalei beregel is leishma halacha. So if Rabbi Shimon would even hold like that, then im machshava mielas klal. This is almost like a riddle, this Gemara. So the Gemara said it's possible, according to Reb Shimon, to never be able to be mefagel behoylocha of the bezichei levoina that we're matur alechem upon. You have to know what bezichei levoina was first to get a little bit of context. But once we know that, it's a geshmaki Gemara. Reb Shimon is machshava hilach. Reb Shimon knows that the only time you can be mefagel in an avoida, specifically aylocha, is if it's efsher le vatla. Based on that, if Reb Shimon's gonna hold like Reb Yehuda, that holds the entire Ritzbas Azara had Kedusha, and that the Ulam had the Kedusha of the Heichal, and the Pesach Ulam had the Kedusha of the Ulam, which had the Kedusha of the Heichal, and he's also gonna hold that Halacha Shaloi Beregel Loishmai Halacha. So it's impossible to have a situation where you need to have Halacha. Being that you don't need the halacha, even if you have the halacha and you now have a machshav of shloi l'shma or machshav as pigel, the halacha is going to be that it's not going to be a machshav apisal. Zok the Gemara vayt. Omli abayil amoyud Rav Chizda. Boyim inim Rav Chizda. Ask Rav Chizda the following question. Halacha bizar mahu. So Abaya asks the gaba of Rav Chizda. Says, yeah, protects you with Rav Chizda. I want you to ask Rav Chizda this question. Halacha bizar ma. Could a zar, someone that's not a kohen, could he do halacha? Or could he not do halacha? Amale. So he reported back in the name of Rav Chizda, Ksheira, that it's okay. Azar is allowed to do halacha. And he said, Umikram nisayeni, I have a pasuk that supports me. A pasuk in Divrei Ayom in Beis, Perek Lamed, hey, pasuk it out. The pasuk says, Vayishchatu ha-pasach, they shechted the carbon pasach, Vayizriku ha-koyhanim, the koyhanim did the zrika, miyada. After they took the dam from the ones that shechted the carbon pasach, the Halaviyim afshitim, and the Leviyim were doing the hefshet. That pasuk Said Rav Chizkiah is a raya that is Zorku Dwayloch. What's the raya? So let's see Rashi inside. Last line. Says Rashi, Miyodam shall sheikh the mashma. It's mashma that the Kayhanim that did the Zrika took it from the hands of the ones that did the sheep. Who does shchita? Zar. Shchita k'sher b'zar. We know that even not from learning kachem. Shchita is k'sher b'zar. Even shchita's kachem is k'sher b'zar. So the pasuk seems to be saying that the kayhanim took the dam when they did zrika from the shoychten. Vashmi'in and kra. What's the pasuk teaching me? Shazorim loikhanoisim miyadam akal. Meaning that's pasuk. They couldn't take it directly from the shoychten. First of all, there had to be Kabbalah. And Kabbalah we know had to be done. The krivu b'nei harin ha-kayhanim asadam. The krivu means Kabbalah. So of course you need Kayhanim to do the Kabbalah. But what happened was is the Sheikhtim did the Shechita, they were Zara. And then there was a Makabal there, there were Makablim. The Makablim were Kayhanim. They would give it now back to the Sheikhtim. And the Sheikhtim handed it over again to the Kayhanim. But the bottom line is when the Makabal gives it back to the Sheikhit's doing an Avaida. He's doing the Avaida of Haylacha. So you see that a Zara is allowed to do Haylacha. Again, from the fact that the Zarkim are taking it from the Zar. L'chura, the Tzar did Haylach. We know he didn't do Kabbalah. But he took it from the Tzar. Vaistais, the Tzar did Haylach. The Gemara, Masa, Rav Sheishes. Rav Sheishes asked the Kasha, how could you, Rav Chizda, say that a Tzar is allowed to do Haylach? Tzar, va'oinen, shikir, ubalmum, be'kabbalah, ba'haylach, be'zrika, apostle. V'chein Yoshe, v'chein Tzma. They give a whole list of people that are apostle that can't do Kabbalah, they can't do Haylach, they can't do zrika. And one of them is a Tzar. A Tzar, an oinen, a shikir, a balmum, a yoishev, and you can't do the avodah with your left hand either. But the bottom line is, you have a whole list of people that can't do kabbalah halacha zrika. One of them is halacha, and one of them is zar. So you see, a zar can't do halacha. Fake the Gemara. So the Gemara says tiyufta. Ivar Rav Chizda krokav. Did Rav Chizda have a pasuk? So the Gemara says the oven ma'isitz. But you have to say that it's true. Rav Chizda teached the pasuk correctly. The zarim did the shechita. The kohen did the kabbalah, and then the kohen gave it back to the zar. And the Tzar is going to give it to the Kohen. But Rav Chizda understood that what happened was the Kohen did the Kabbalah, gave it to the Tzar did the Halacha, and passed it over. It's not what happened. We have to tweak the story. The narrative has to change a little bit. What happened was the Kohen did the Kabbalah, and the Kohen did the Halacha, went to the Mokum where the Zrika was going to be, gave it to the Tzar, and the Tzar stood there like an Itzvah, literally like a statue. He just stood there, couldn't do anything. He just held it. When the Kohen was ready to do the Zrika, that's what that pasuk is describing. The Kohen went, took the dam from the Zar, and went ahead and did the Zrika. Sanachanami, the Kohen took it miyodam shala sheikhtim, and the sheikhtim was Zar. Rav Chizda is right in all his hanochas that he made in the way he understood this pasuk. The only thing is Rav Chizda assumed that the Kohen must have given it. He took it, he gave it. There was halacha beregel, halacha shalai beregel, right? He's handing it over to the Kohen. No, he didn't do anything. Rashi says they didn't even pass it over, because if you hold halacha shalai beregel, shmai halacha, he couldn't even pass it. He literally had to stand there. He just stood there holding it. When it was time for the Kohen to do the Zrika, the Kohen took it out of his hand, and the Kohen did the Zrika. Either way, so it's interesting. We have a shayla over here, whether halacha is ksher bizar, or whether halacha is psula bizar. If you want a nice marmokim, the Shagas Arya in Turi Yevim, Mesechtes Chagiga Daf Yud Aleph asks, that what's the hava meaning that halacha should be ksher bizar? If you remember, the beginning of the Mesechta, Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, so the Gemara brought all the Mekairis, how you know the halacha of Shaloi Lishma. And the Gemara brought it from Shlomim. And we had it for Shechita, we had it Kabbalah, and we had it for Zrika. But the Gemara says, okay, what about Haylacha? And the Gemara says, you can't learn Haylacha, because Haylacha is Afshel Vatla. We know what that means now. So being that Haylacha is Afshel Vatla, you can't learn Haylacha even from a Mahatzad, from Shechita, Kabbalah, and Zrika. So the Gemara asked, how do you know there's a din shalei lishma by Haylacha? So the Gemara said, Amakra, it says, V'hikravas ha-koyla mizbecha. The Torah describes the Halacha of the Emurim on the Mizbeach, with the word v'hikriv. And the Torah also describes kabbalos hadam with the word v'hikriv. It means the same word that the Torah uses to describe halacha, the Torah uses to describe kabbalah. It's va'apik rachmona b'loshon halacha l'meimra, the halacha loy tafka mikal kabbalah. That halacha and kabbalah is the same. In other words, we don't need a makar for halacha. Because once I know there's a din l'shma by Kabbalah, I know there has to be a din l'shma by halacha. Because whatever's true by Kabbalah is going to be true by halacha. Because the Torah used the same word to describe halacha and Kabbalah to teach me that whatever's true by one is going to be true by the other one as well. It's freak the shagasar, yeah. If so, what could be? What's the tzad of Chizda had a hava mina that halacha should be ksheira bazar? How could halacha be ksheira bazar? L'chura kabbalah is psula bazar. That's pasul. No, how the krivu bnei Aaron akayanim zadom. It's a pasuk in the Torah that a kohen had to do the kabbalah. Once a kohen had to do the kabbalah, male the kohen had to do the halacha as well. Halacha is like tafka miklal kabbalah. So Shagasari says it's muchach from this gemara right here that even though the gemara says halacha is like tafka miklal kabbalah, it's not true with regards to everything. Sometimes it's true and sometimes it's not true. In the sugya and Avdali, we were discussing the machshava of shalei lishma, machshava is hapoyslis. There, it's true that if I know a machshava apostles kabbalah, it means it's going to pass the halacha as well. But it's not something that's always going to be true, and it could be kabbalah is psula bazar and halacha is going to be ksheira bazar, like Rav Chisda held. Marsha tufted Rav Chisda, but at least Rav Chisda entertained that side. Rav Chisda knew that halacha shalei lishma is possible and that the makar is from kabbalah, so it's true. Avada Rav Chisda's maskim to this yisoid that halacha is like tafkim kal kabbalah, but Rav Chisda held it's not always going to be emes. Sometimes it's emes, sometimes it's not emes. Either way, says the Gemara. So this is the shaila: halacha ksheira bazar or halacha psula bazar? Zok the Gemara, Rabbi Yosi Tami Travayu, very poshit. Halacha bazar. You want to know if a zar is allowed to do halacha? I think it should be totally in the machlokes tanaim. Which machlokes? Rabbi Shimon v'Rabban. Rabbi Shimon don't avoid that. Efshel levatla avoidi. According to Rabbi Shimon, that holds. Then avoid that's efshel levatla is not an avoida ksheira bazar. The halacha is it's going to be kosher bazar. LeRabban, according to Rabban, psula. So Rabbi Yosi says. They said that maybe this shaila should be telling the machlokes of Shimon Rabbanon. According to Rabbi Shimon, that is machshava hiloch. You can't have a machshava piselas b'shas hilocha because it's an avoda she'efshel avakla. So if you can't have a machshava shloi l'shma, you can't have a machshava spigo. So too, azar is going to be kosher. According to the Rabbanon, that shazevach nifsal b'dalit dvarim hilocha is a avoda chashuva that you could. Have a machshava apisalas b'shas haylocha, then it makes sense. It reasons then to say that a zar shouldn't be able to do haylocha either. What's the lashon haGemara? Reb Shimon da Amar avoida she'efshel levatlo lav avoida hi kshera. The Rabbanon, but according to Rabbanon, it's going to be possible. Now there's a big machlokes rishonim how to understand pashup shad in this Gemara. So the pashup shad here is the red. It's just important because these are very important. You say this. It's a very important machlokes rishonim how to understand shad in this Gemara. Let me ask you a shad. So we have Rav Shimon's sheet. Rav Shimon was machshav hiloch. That's the theme of most of today's daf. Rav Shimon holds that even though halacha we know is one of the dalat avodas hadam, you can't have a machshav apiselas b'shas halacha. Why? Because although it's an avoda, but it's an avoda shafshel levatla. And being that it's shafshel levatla, it's for that reason you cannot have a machshav apiselas b'shas halacha. What do the rabbanon hold? The rabbanon argue with Rav Shimon. What do rabbanon hold? Yesh shlachka. Let's clarify. Is pshat the rabbanon agree with Rav Shimon that halacha is efshel levatla? They're not arguing with the mitzias. You could check the carbon, literally right next to the mizbech, where it's not necessarily to take the dam anywhere, do the zrika. So the halacha it comes out then was efshel levatla. But afal pikein, whereas Rav Shimon holds that something that's efshel levatla creates a lack of chshivus in the avodah. Thus, the halacha is that you. Cannot have a machshava apiselas during such a avodah. The rabbanon disagree. The rabbanon hold that just because it's efshel levatla doesn't give it any less of a chashivus. Thus, you can have a machshava apiselas even by halacha, even though it's efshel levatla. Oh, yesh leimer no. Maybe the rabbanon argue with Rav Shimon fundamentally. They hold there's no such thing as an avodah efshel levatla. They hold avodah is ma'akiv every akrava. Just like you need shchita, you need kabbalah, you need zrika, you need halacha. Can't I shech next to the mizbeach? No. You can't. You know why? Because you're going to be mevatel halacha. Because there's a din halacha. You're right. Based on the makom of Tzofim, it's possible. Based on the makom of Darim, it's possible. Yeah, in theory, of course it's possible. A lot of things are possible in theory, but you can't do it. You cannot shech the carbon literally next to the mizbeach, because if you're going to shech it next to the mizbeach, it won't be necessary to have halacha. And if it won't be necessary to have, meaning halacha is not efshel levatla. Oh, if it's not efshel levatla, that's the yisoid of shizuchim. Emes is machlokes rishonim. Most rishonim hold that the rabbanon amoided to Rav Shimon in the yisoid that halacha is efshel levatla. They just disagree whether that's a svara to say that you can now not have a machshava apiselas. Rashi, however, Rashi, the parshan Rashi right here on this gemara, Rashi says not that way. Rashi says mefurish that the yisoid of the rabbanon is the rabbanon hold that avoida is a malacha she'i efshel levatla. You have to do halacha just like you have to do shchita, kabbalah, and zrika. You have to do halacha. So let's learn the gemara with Pirush Rashi. Rabbi Yosef Tami Travayu, Hilacha Bazar Machlaikis, Rabbi Shimon Rabban. Rabbi Shimon Damar Avoidah Shef Shalavatl. According to Rabbi Shimon, that holds you could dim a vatl, Hilacha. So that means Lav Avoidi. So it's not such a chash of Avoidi, meaning because you give him a vatl. So being that you give him a vatl, you can't have a machshava piselis. It's also going to be Ksheir Bazar. The Rabbanan that hold you can't be a vatl, Hilacha. So it's critical. It's like any other Avoidah. It's like any other Avoidah. You could have a machshava piselis, and it's for that reason that you could. It's going to be possible bizarre. So Abaya told Rabbi Yosef. Notice what you're saying is that if the avoid is Efshel of Atla, Azar is kosher. If the avoid is Efshel of Atla, then the avoid is going to be possible. So Shchita, what about Shchita? The avoid is Efshel of Atla, which is an avoid that you can't be Mavatla. Vikshera bizarre, and it's kosher bizarre. So you see, Sok Rashi, what do you see from there? That it's not totally zebizet. Loi b'hotalya milsa zok Rashi. You see, the two things are not necessarily related one to another. Zok to Gemara, Amalei, don't bring me rayas. Don't bring me rayas from Shechita. Shechita lav avoida. Shechita is not even an avoida. It's not an avoida. Aye, there's a din that, it's Efshel Avatla. It's true it's Efshel Avatla. But it's not an avoida. Being that it's not an avoida, that's why it's kosher bizarre. Halacha is an avoida. And it's an avoida shi'ef shalavatla, an avoida shi'ef shalavatla is going to be psula bizarre. It's true, you can have something else that's e'ef shalavatla. And just because it's e'ef shalavatla doesn't by definition mean that it's an avoida. So shchit is e'ef shalavatla, but it's ksher bizarre because it's not an avoida. An avoida that's e'ef shalavatla, that has to be psula bizarre. Fashteitzach shchit is kosher bizarre. It's simply because it's not an avoida. But the Gemara says, Loi, is that true that shchit is not an avoida? Vam rab zeir amar rav, shchit as par bizarre psula. Azar, it was not allowed to shech the para aduma. Vamar Rav Allah, Rav said, because Allah's of a chukah ksev ba, because it says Allah's a kayin had to bring the para aduma, and it says chukah to teach me that it's ma'akiv. What do you see from there? The Gemara's not questioning the halach of shechita ksheir bazar, but the Gemara's just saying that if you see that you need a kayin to do the shechita by the para aduma, so you see shechita is an avoida. Because if shechita is not an avoida, then why by the para aduma do you need a kayin? Elamai, there's a shechita is an avoida. And still, shechita is ksheir bazar. Hagam it's Efshel Avatla. So maybe Halacha, even according to the Rabbanan, the way Rashi explains the Rabbanan, which is Efshel Avatla, is going to be Ksheir Bazar. But the Gemara says, no. Shani Par, the Kachi Bedek, don't even talk to me about the Par Aduma. There's no Sheikh Estar Sugya. That was Kachi Bedek Abayas, right? The Par Aduma wasn't brought on the Mizbech. It was brought on Hara Mishcha, it was brought on Hara Zaysin. Gemara says, Vlav Kolshkein, who? Kachi Bedek Abayas, Havi Avoid, Kachi Mizbech, Lav Avoid. So what, you're telling me that the Shechita by Kachi Bedek Abayas, that doesn't have Kedushas Mizbeach, that is an Avoida that therefore acquires Kayan, and the Kachi Mizbeach doesn't? That doesn't make any sense. It's illogical. Elamai, if the Shechita of the Paraduma was an Avoida, the Haraya, because you see you need a Kayan, then certainly the Shechita of regular Kabana should be an Avoida. Omrav, Sheish Breid Ravidi, Midi Dehavi Amaris Nagar. No, again, no Raya. Really, I'll tell you, Shechita Lav Avoida. And that's why Shechita is Ksher Bizar. And Agam, it's Yav Shalavatla. And it's not a Raya to Hilacha. Hilacha is an Avoida. So if Yav Shalavatla, it's going to be Psula Bizar. It's only going to Reb Shimon, where it's Efshel Avatla, that it's going to be Ksheir Bazar. Are you asking me a kasha if Shechita is not an Avoida? Why then did the Shechita of the Parah Aduma require a Kohen? So the Gemara says, like a Shmak Keteretz. Me did the Havi on Maris Negoyim. It's like Maris Negoyim. It's like last week's parasha. That's Rimet Zaira. Who had a view the Mar? A Kohen. There was a thing, the Lav Avoida, Bayu Kohuna. Right? Who duchens? Birchas Kayanim. So it has to be a Kohen. Who takes Truma? Kayanim. Not everything that requires a Kohen has a chashivas of Avodas Kachem. Senachanam, there's a din Kohen when it comes to Shechitas Paraduma. But now you learn, right, yes, the man on the street, why did a Kohen have to shech the Paraduma? What do you mean? It's a carbon, it's a akrava, the Kayanim did the... No, wrong answer. Number one, the Paraduma wasn't Kachem, it was Beach. It was born in Harazesin. Aleph. Beis, Shechita lav Avodahi. Even Shechita by a carbon oila didn't have to be done with a Kohen. So really, Shechita doesn't require. Why then doesn't it need a Kohen? Is it in Kohen? Just like a Kohen had to see Maris Negoyim, so too Shechita of the Para Aduma had to be done Aidei Kohen. But at the end of the day, it's really not an Avoida. So says the Gemara, bottom line. The Shaila was, could a Zor do Halacha? Or could a Zor not do Halacha? Rabbi of Rav Chizda Dami Travayu, Lechur, it should be talking about Machlokes Rav Shimon Rabban. And according to Rav Shimon, that Halacha is Efshel Levatla, again, learning this with Pirush Rashi, that it's Efshel Levatla, if just like you cannot have a Machshava Peselis B'Shas Halacha, because being that it's Efshel Levatla, it takes away in the Chshiv Lav Avoidahi, it's a lack of Chshivos on the Avoida, so too a Zor is going to be Kasha. According to the Rabbanan, that it's E'efshir levatlo, it's pasha that halacha is going to be pasul bazar. One more gemara. Says the gemara, Amar lev, re halacha sevam lekevesh, davoidish efshir levatlo, upsul bazar. But the gemara says there were two halachas. there was the halacha of the dam, taking the dam from the makom hashchita of a kabbalah to the mizbeach, and then there was the halacha of evarim lekevesh, where they took the emurim to the ramp up on to the mizbeach. The avoda shef shalavatli. Now that's an avoda shef shalavatli. Because the haktara itself is afshalavakla. So if the haktara itself is afshalavakla, it's only sharing mitzvah, it's not ma'akim and the kapar, then certainly the halachas evarim lekevesh were afshalavakla. Upsul bazar. And still it's possible bazar. Dichsiv hikrav akoyin is akol, vikter am izbecha. Va'amar mar, zu halachas evarim lekevesh. So again, what's the kasha? How could you tell me that any avoida that's afshalavakla is ksheir bazar? Thus, Rabbi Yosef said in Svar that according to Rabbi Shimon, that Hilachas Adam, that's Ef Shalavatla, is going to be Shair Bazar. I just found you an Avoida that's Ef Shalavatla and it's Psula Bazar. Hilachas Evarim Lekevish is Ef Shalavatla. The whole Evarim in the first place is Ef Shalavatla and still it's Psula Bazar. So the Gemara says, Hecha the Goli Goli, Hecha the Goli. Like, that's a Bezunder Exeris Akasif. But the Gemara says, Valav Kol Dechenu. Does this really make sense? Uma Hilachas Evarim Lekevish. Halachas Evarim Lekevish, which is a form of Hilacha. Delay Ma'ak Vekapara. But you kahuna, halachas dam de ma'akiva kaparo like kolshke, then doesn't it make sense? Meaning, at the end of the day, I hear, we can get out of every situation. But the bottom line is, this is what we have. We have here that halachas evarim lekevesh, which is a halacha that's not ma'akiv, nizakai. Halachas hadam, the dam which is ma'akiv in the kapara, which is also a halacha, doesn't need a kain. It doesn't make sense in the world of kal v'chaim. Lav kol dechenu, says the Gemara. Love called Shekeinu. It's Hepech HaSvara. How could Eilachas Eivarim Lekevish be more Chama than Eilachas Adam? Based on that, the Gemara says it has to be that even according to Rav Shimon, Eilachas Adam, despite the fact that it's Ef Shalavatla, it's not worse than Eilachas Eivarim that's Ef Shalavatla, should need Koyin. It Menami Omar Ula Omar Abelaza, Eilachas Bazar Psula, Afilu Lirav Shimon. And we'll stop here.